when we were together for Shabbos, and I discussed at length different perspectives on the key mitzvah of Avos, specifically the Gemara in Yuman Daf Chav Ches that tells us Avram Avinu Kiyum Kol HaTorah Kula Kodem Shenitzma. We've already mentioned in several opportunities that the Rambam writes the Pirush Mishnayis Nechu and Daf Kuf that even though this is true, that Avos fulfilled the mitzvah Hashem, but nonetheless, of course, Torah Tziv Lana Moshe. When it comes to Midos and Nimusim, certainly we can glean much from Avos. When it comes to performance of mitzvos, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that nitna Torah v'nischad shu halacha. But nonetheless, even though this is true, our observance is rooted in Mamon Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu. Nonetheless, as the Gemara teaches, Avraham Avinu was makayim kol haTorah kula kodem shenitna. Our gears in the Gemara is afilu eruvei tavshilin. Even that is an example of a mitzvah Rabbanan. Rishon Rabbah, if that's true, how do you understand the practice of Yaakov Avinu, who is able to marry two sisters? Isn't this something that is obviously, right, keneged hadin? There is a tshuva sarama, which is found in Simen Yud, that writes that perhaps one could argue that specifically regarding Avraham Avinu, that's where the Gemara tells us, kim kol haTorah kula kodem shenitna. However, that did not necessarily apply to the other of us, specifically regarding Avraham Avinu. The difficulty, of course, in the tshuva sarama is, A, why should that be so? After all, if this was the practice of Avraham Avinu, why is it that Yitzhak and Yaakov did not follow suit? And certainly many makaros that we have in Chazal, that even Yaakov, you know, for example, was makayim kol haTorah kula as well. One illustration that you have is from Parshas Vayishlach, where the Medrash Rabbah tells us in Parsha Ayin Tes, the pasuk of Vayichen es pnei ha'ir, that Yaakov, you know, kavat tchumim. Yaakov, you know, was Shomer Shabbos, even to the extent that he was Zorin tchumim. And therefore, when they came to the city, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, he encircled, he encamped the city in order to demonstrate the Tchum Shabbos. And in fact, the very beginning of the Parsha, Im lo vangarti, as Rashi writes, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti, that even Yaakovinu, of course, was Shomer mitzvah Hashem, as the Gemara says in reference to Avraham Avinu. There's a fascinating comment that the Meshech Chochma has in the Parsha, that assuming obviously this is true, Avraham Avinu is makayim kol haTorah kula, and Yaakovinu is makayim kol haTorah kula, why is it when the Gemara gives you the example of Avraham Avinu, it mentions the mitzvah Eruv Tavshilin, when it comes to Yaakovinu, it mentions the example of Kavat Tchumim, Tchum Shabbos? Meshech Chochma comments that this reflected the different nature of Avraham Avinu as opposed to Yaakov Avinu. Avraham Avinu was always known for acts of Hachnasas Arachim, always reaching out to others to bring them within Kanfei Hashrina, as a Nefesh HaShu'osu V'chara. And therefore, Meshech Chochma writes, the Gemara gives you as an example, Eruv Tavshilin. That is the model of a mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. Why is that true? We went through at length the Sigim Sachem Daf Memvav, that after all, if it really be Asad Daraisa to cook from a Yantif to Shabbos, there's no way in the world that Erev Tavshilin can be Matir in Issa Daraisa. So how is it they're allowed to go ahead and do some level of Daraisa? So Rabbi says it's based on the principle of Ho'il, that Ho'il v'yikwarech v'chazlei, Hashanavi chazlei, if guests would come, you'd be able to give them that food here and now in Yantif. So therefore, al-Pidin, all of the Malach and Hachan is labeled as that which is done on Yantif for Yantif. So Meshech Chochma comments that that midah of Ho'il v'yikwarech v'chazlei, always reaching out and preparing for others, that reflected the nature of Avraham Avinu. So therefore, the Gemara mentions that Eruvei Tavshilin is a classic illustration of a mitzvah that Avraham Avinu fulfilled. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu, there the Meshech Chochma points out, there it was very difficult. Yaakov Avinu was always so concerned of interaction between himself, his children, the Shiftei Kav, and Umos HaOlam. That made sure, for example, when they went to Mitzrayim, that there was an area designated Eretz Goshen to make sure that there wouldn't be that interaction. Always making sure to some extent to insulate the Shiftei Kav from the Hashpa of others. And therefore, Meshech Chochma writes that therefore, Tchumim, right, is a mitzvah which personifies that midah of Yaakov Avinu. Vayichen es pnei ha'ir. Meshech Chochma comments it wasn't necessarily a difference in Hashkafa, but simply a difference in terms of the development of Knesset Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was alone, and therefore was necessary as a nefesh HaShu'asu V'charon. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was mitoso shlema, and therefore he was able, kavat chumim, to concentrate simply on building that bias that ultimately would give rise to Knesset Yisrael. But clearly, right, v'yichan es pnei ha'ir, Im lovam garti, the drash that Rashi quotes in the Medrash, the Targ Mitzvah Shamarti seems to indicate that even Yaakov Avinu as well was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. If that's true, so how then do you understand the difficulty, the ability of Yaakov to marry Shtei Achayim? The Ramban writes in Parshas Toldos, in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Hey, the following Kiddush, that there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz Laretz. That the actual Ki Mitzvah of Yaakov Avinu, of literally Kol HaTorah Kula Kodom Shenitzna, that was in Eretz Yisrael itself. In Chutz Laretz, Yaakov Avinu involved himself in Yisodos HaTorah, in Tamim Mitzvoseha, the Ramban writes, but the actual practice of each and every mitzvah, right, that was limited to Eretz Yisrael. And Ramban goes on, the great Kiddush, to tell us that the reason that Meisar Rachel B'derach B'Knisasa L'Oretz was exactly for that reason. That after all, Shtei Achayos, that's an Isser. So in Eretz Yisrael, yes. In Chutz Laretz, no. Again, obviously, Kodam Matan Torah. And therefore, that is why the Ramban writes that Rachel Imenu was Nifteres, specifically at that juncture, Kodem Knisa La'aretz. This is reminiscent of what the Ramban tells us in Parshas Achrimos, in Vayikra Perek Yuches, Pasuk Chaf Hei, that the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah HaTorah is in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, we're obligated to observe the Mitzvah Hashem as a form of a Hachana L'Knisa La'aretz. The Mashal of the Bas Melech was exiled from the house of the Melech, so therefore she'll still wear the types of clothing that she was accustomed to when she lived in the palace, but the purpose of doing so simply is, right, anticipating that she will again be able to return to the palace of the Melech. So too the Ramban writes that generally speaking, right, even Lacha Matan Torah, there's a special quality that mitzvahs have in Eretz Yisrael, not only Mitzvahs HaTuliyos Baretz, but even Shar Mitzvahs HaTorah as well. The Ramban uses this as the understanding of how it was possible for Yaakov Avinu to marry Shtei Achayos, because after all, that specifically was done in Chutz La'aretz. This issue and the status of Avos is discussed at length in the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim, and the Mishnah Melech assumes the following Kiddush, that certainly, right, Yaakov Avinu was the Zera Avram, and Zera Avram is not the same status as Bnei Noach, it's intermediate status. That's the whole issue Mishlamat discusses at length. What status did the Avos have? Right? Did they have the status of simply Bnei Noach? Did they have a Kedushas Yisrael? Or perhaps some intermediate status? So, Mishnah Melech assumes that certainly it was necessary for Rachel and Leah to undergo some form of Gerus as a change in status in order to marry Yaakov Avinu, because of this unique concept of Zer Avram. Right? This is what the Ramban discusses in Parshas Emor, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud, the status of the Avos. To what extent, again, full Kedushas Yisrael, to what extent are they comparable to Bnei Noach? So Mishnah Melech writes, if you assume that this was an elevated status, as Rav Soloveitchik would often assume in the Rambam Shita, in Perek Tesef Hochs Malachim, the Rambam goes out of his way and tells us the history of the mitzvahs. That Adam Rishon was given 6 mitzvahs, and Noach was given an additional mitzvah, Avram Avinu was given even more mitzvahs, and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why is it so important, right, that the Rambam tell us that history of mitzvahs? So the Rav commented, it's not just simply that they had additional chiyuvim, much more than that, but they had a Tosefes Kedusha, Kalshenu Mitzvosecha. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically had a separate Krisas Bris with each of the Avos in order to demonstrate that they were designated and they were separated from Umos HaOlam. They didn't simply have the status of Bnei Noach. So Mishnah Melech writes the following Kiddush, just as we had learned earlier, right, that a Gershni's Gayer is considered Al Pidin Kikotna Noladami, and everyone agrees that Mikr Hadin, that's Halacha. In Yuchsin, we discussed the Kiddush Rabbi Natam and so on, but in Yuchsin that certainly is true. So therefore, that's what Mishnah Melech suggests in terms of Shtei Achayos, that since Gershni's Gayer, so therefore, that Yisr Shtei Achayos was no longer true on a level of Daraisa, and after all, because the Kurva was severed at that point in time regarding Gerus. This issue of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Davos, Kodam Matan Torah, is something that Rav Chaim Voloshiner discusses as well. It's found in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph in Perek Chaf Aleph. Here, the Nefesh HaChaim points out the following. Obviously, the Gemara tells us, Avram Avinu Kiyum Kol HaTorah Kula, Kodam Shenitzna. However, there certainly is a difference between one who does so as a mitzvah v'yoseh, as opposed to Eina Mitzvah v'yoseh. We observe the mitzvah Hashem as a sense of positive law. Kadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to do so, and therefore we are obligated, right, to observe mitzvah Hashem. The Rambam in Perek Tesef of Simalachim has a fascinating issue. What happens if you have a guy who happens to observe Sher B'Nitzes Bnei Noach, but not because of any religious conviction, not because of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is mitzvah him to observe these mitzvahs, but simply based on his own intuition? He doesn't steal, he doesn't kill, and so on. But it's not predicated on Emunah B'Hashem, the fact that the goy is a mitzvah oseh in Sher B'Nitzes Bnei Noach. So the Rambam writes that Eina mit tzaddiki umos ha'olam, he certainly is not in that special status of tzaddiki umos ha'olam. Person is not doing it for the proper reason. And there are two yourselves in the Rambam. Either it's Dilo Mechachameihem or Ela Mechachameihem. The first letter, is it a Vav or an Aleph? Ela Mechachameihem or Velo Mechachameihem? No, maybe even Velo Mechachameihem. Right, the person, again, who is not observing the mitzvah Hashem for the proper reason, because this was a Tzivui Hashem. So he's not even considered to be Tzadik Mos Olam, but not even Chachmei Mos Olam. Right, because obviously, even a Ben Noach has to perform those mitzvahs based on the assumption of not a moral law, a moral ethic, but a positive law, right? In order to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us in order to engage and refrain from these particular activities. Nefesh HaChaim points out that even, of course, if Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kol HaMishnayitna, it wasn't B'Torah's Mitzvah Oseh. It was rather Mitzad HaSagasam, Tohar Sichlam, that the Avos were able to realize, right, the effect, right, of each and every mitzvah. Right, on the one hand, we observe the mitzvah Hashem based on that notion of positive law. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do so, and even if it's a chok, but we don't believe that arbitrarily Kadosh Baruch Hu said do this and don't do that. Every mitzvah clearly has an inherent tikkun. It betters oneself. It results in tikkun ha'olam. So one can envision that even the avos who are in a mitzvah yasa, they were able to intuit themselves, right, the mitzvah Hashem. But as the Nefesh HaChaim writes, if a person is doing so, b'toras mitzvah oseh, so therefore you have very little leeway to deviate from the tzivui Hashem. Sometimes we discuss so many times, there's a concept of esed ocholos esay, there can be a concept of duchuyah, a concept of hutra, a concept of lomemra, but it has to work through a clear, rigid structure in order to say that under this circumstance, perhaps this mitzvah does not apply. However, if you're dealing with eino mitzvah yoseh, the ability to argue that perhaps in this circumstance this mitzvah would not apply is much broader. After all, you're not doing so because of tzivui Hashem. And therefore, Nefesh HaChaim writes that if the avos, or in this case, Yaakov, would realize that marrying Rachel and Leah would give rise to shiftei ka, so in such a case, sometimes that can even override Shtei Achayos, which was not at all a tzivui. That there's a phrase, if you look in the Das Sekeni of Baliatosos, the Mikros Gadolos, in Breishis, in Perak Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hei, and there the Baliatosos writes, Kishiratzu Hoyim Akaimin, when they desire the Avos used to fulfill the Mitzvah Hashem, Ukishiratzu Hoyim Avatlin, and at times they didn't do so. What does it mean that at times they did, at times they didn't? Pasuk Shat doesn't mean arbitrarily so, but like the Nefesh HaChaim explains, that there was no tzivui, right? This was their way of expressing avodas Hashem. So it sometimes was necessary in order to deviate from what later would become, right, the tzivui Hashem. If you look, for example, in Or HaChaim, right, found in Parshas Vayechi, in Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Gimel, Or HaChaim writes that everything the avos did, it was al pi nevuah. And just as a Navi can be Oker Tavim in HaTorah, right, not as a Vitzvah L'Doros, but as a Hora Hashah, so to the Rachayim writes the same thing as true when it comes to the Avos. So therefore, Heinachinami, just Yesh Kof Yad Chachamim Lachar Tavim in HaTorah, and a Navi, right, also can engage in Chiddush Davar as long as, again, it's a Hora Hashah, not something which is L'Doros. So in such an instance, therefore, you can see exceptions to Avraham Avinu or Yaakov Avinu, who are Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo Kodem Shnitna, even if there would be, right, the glaring exception. If you look in the Maharal writes in the Goyari the following Kiddush, that maybe one could suggest that there's a difference between a mitzvah sasei as opposed to a mitzvah lo sasei. When you look at the example that the Gemara gives Avraham Avinu, is makayim kol haTorah kulo kodem shenitma. The Gemara gives you the example of Ruah Tavshilin. So the Maharal suggests that perhaps mitzvah sasei they fulfill, but not mitzvah lo sasei. There's a comment that the Ramban has in Parshas Yisro on Perachav, that what's the difference between an essay as opposed to lo sasei? An essay means when a person could kum v'essay is going out to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes that's the midah of Avas Hashem. A person who is being proactive in his avodah. And lo sasei, simply refraining from engaging in certain forbidden activities, that the Ramban writes is the midah of Yira. That's the Ramban writes in the Pasuk of Zocha v'shama. Zohar is referring to the essays, the Kiddush, and Shomer refers to the Los Essay. Ramban writes his fasting in Kiddush, and that's why Yesid Ocha Los Essay. Because the Midah Vavah can prevail over the Midah Vira. And Ramban understands the principle. After all, Lav is more Chomer than an essay. But the reason Yesid Ocha Los Essay is because of this notion. The Midah Vavah as opposed to Midah Vira. So perhaps one could argue the following. Good, doubles are not obligated. So when we speak about mitzvah v'yoseh, good, essay, los essay, good. When you speak about eino mitzvah v'yoseh, so in such a case, there a person can opt to perform a kiyum essay. That was from a kaim kol haTorah kulo in that sense. But a lav that one is not obligated in, right, maybe they're not, that's the chiddush that the Maharal writes. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we discussed the mitzvah of bris milah. We raised a similar question regarding Avraham Avinu. The Gemara tells us Avraham Avinu is Matan Kol haTorah Kulo Kodem Shenitna. So why was it that Avraham Avinu waited for the tzivui of Mila and did not fulfill this mitzvah earlier? Many answers, right, offered by the Avraham to this question. Maybe Avraham Avinu knew, after all, that there would eventually be a tzivui of this Mila. And the mitzvah of Bismillah can only be performed once. So if that's true, do not perform a mitzvah in mitzvah v'yoseh at the expense of the ultimate kiyum of mitzvah v'yoseh. Or perhaps the tzivui of Bismillah that will be nisra chavalah that we discussed. And therefore, right, there is no concept of an mitzvah v'yoseh when it comes to Bismillah. So the Brisk Rav comments as follows. A certain mitzvah a person can perform optionally. When it comes to Bismillah, if that's not true, what does it mean to perform the mitzvah bris milah optionally? The chiyuv of milah, the mitzvah bris milah, is koveh v'chaloshem ara. The starting point is there's an obligation of bris milah, and failure to do so labels you as an arel. And of course the mitzvah, right, is to remove, right, that status. But if there is no chiyuv of milah, there's no concept of arelus. And therefore, there's no concept of enimut sivyosa regarding bris milah. We had a quote, for example, that great chiddush Rabbi Natan, the Rashba discusses this in like Yevamos and Davayin. And what happens if Rachman Latzan Meisel Echav Machmas Milah? So a person had brothers that died in Arizal to bris milah. It's considered to be a pikuach nefesh. And therefore, you don't do a bris milah to this child. So Rabbi Natan writes an incredible chiddush Shalpidin, that child is not an Arab. He has no chiyu of bris milah. It's a chiddush al gabi chiddush Rabbein Yotam. Number one, that the mitzvah smila, the chiyuv of milah is koveh v'chalo shemarel, chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, a person who meisu echa machma smila, it's not just a p'tur anus. We discussed yesterday a bit, and osek b'mitzvah. It's much more than it's a hafka. That person is not considered to be chlau, the mitzvah of milah, and therefore apidin is not considered to be an arel. That's the chiddush of Rabbein Yotam. Or we discussed in the past the chiddush of the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Rabbi Loza de Mila, as the following chiddush, al pidin, when does the child become an orah? So the Yerushalmi writes the following chiddush, that day one, day two, day three, or four, that child is not an orah. Not an orah at all. You'd be allowed to feed that child truma, you'd be allowed to smear that child with shemen shel truma. Because after all, as of yet there's no mitzvah smila, the child is not an orah. Come day 8, al-Kiddin, the child is an Arna. And Yerushalmi has the following fascinating suffix. What about Lel Shmini? Already al-Kiddin, the day has begun, it's the Yom HaMila, but Bris Mila is only by Yom, in Maisa HaMitzvah, not Balayla. So you show me as a suffix, whether the concept of Orel, does that kick in on the day of the eighth, or even from the previous night? But it's clear, according to Yishami, that the mitzvah of Bris Mila is Koveh, the Chaloshim Orel. That's the Bris Gura points out, so without a tzivui of Mila. So how can you speak about the Chaloshim Orel, and the need to perform Bris Mila, or even Bris Mila, in the Masubiyosa? So the Bris Gura writes the following Kiddush. This is not only true when it comes to Bris Mila, this is also true when it comes to Arayos. We know that there is a different definition of Arayos for Yisrael as opposed to a Ben Noach. The reason this is so important is not simply because a Ben Noach has to know who he can and who he cannot marry, but the Gemara tells us Midrabanan Yavamos that anyone who's Megayer, anyone who they could not have married Bigayusan when they were Goyim, they cannot marry Bigerusan, Adin Rabbanan. People will say, Boy, Mekedusha Chamur, Mekedusha Kala. That you know what? That before he converted, he could marry his sister. Right now, he could not marry his sister. Now he can do so. As though to indicate that his previous status was more Chamur than now his adopted status is Yisrael. So the Gemara says that Midrabbanan, right, that anyone who he could have married up until now, fine, but anyone who he could not have done so, even Achar Geirus, that remains also. There's a concept of Arayos when it comes to Ishus of the Noach. There's a concept of Arayos when it comes to Ishus Yisrael. The Ramban writes the following Chiddush in Yevamos in the Tzariches Amar Alev. The Shtei Achayos, that is Arayos of Yisrael. And therefore, you need an Ishus of Yisrael to generate, to create that Yisr. And the Ramban points out that those type of Krovim are Mutu Bigiyusim. And the Ramban adds the line, "V'ra Yaakov nosa shtei achayos." If you need an ishus of Yisrael in order to create the isra shtei achayos, so then again, the avos, right, assuming they did not have full status of Yisrael, and so therefore, there's no Isra of Shtei Achayos. What do you mean, Enu Mitzvah V'yosem? Sometimes you need simply the mitzvah of Mila is necessary to be Koveh L'Chaloshem Orel. You need an Ishus of Yisrael to create Isra of Shtei Achayos. So if that was not an Ishus of Yisrael, so there was no Isra of Shtei Achayos of Rachel and Leah. So what do you say, Enu Mitzvah V'yosem? That Kurva did not exist. That's the Bris Gura writes, just as Avraham Avinu was not makan mitzvah bris mila, Yaakov, you know, marry shtei achayos. Because there you don't have simply the mitzius, right, of Arel. You don't have the reality of shtei achayos, unless it's Aydei Yishus Yisrael. That you did not have. This Chiddush of Bris Gura can be used, right, to get there very soon, Maseches Ksuvos. What is the nature of Birchas Erusin? To what extent is Birchas Erusin considered to Birchas HaMitzvah? To what extent is it considered to Birchas Shelach V'Hodah? We discussed before the Rambam Shita that not only is there a mitzvah Kru Ravu, the Rambam Shita that there's a mitzvah of, right, Ishus. The Rambam counts them as two separate mitzvahs entirely. If you look in the very beginning of the Rambam, Lishna Isha B'Ksuv V'Kedusha, it's a mitzvah of Ishus. The first Chief of the Yehuda discusses who's obligating this mitzvah of Ishus. Pruv, who we have some halacha like the Shitas Chachamim, men are obligated, women are exempt. Right? What about the mitzvah of Ishus? Is it only for men, women? Is the Chiv of women midaraisa, Rabbanan? There's a mitzvah of Yishus. So the Rambam writes that Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore Birchas Erisin is recited over the Asiyasa, like every Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Rambam writes in the Tshuva that in principle, the Chassan should recite this bracha. He's the Osa Mitzvah. But today Shalom Yivayish. Not every Chassan knows the Birchas Erisin. It's a kind of sign of somewhat nervous time. So therefore the Mesadr Kedushin recites the bracha to be Motsi, like the Chassan, this bracha, the Kiddush. If you hold it to Birchas Shemach Bavodah. So therefore, is that a halacha of a Yatza Motsi? Shemach Bavodah can be recited by simply. Right? Anyone who's participating. The Rambam writes that's not true. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. In principle, should be recited by the Chassan. The Mesadr Kedushin does so to be Motsi the Chassan. That's also a great Kiddush of the Rambam. Because we know when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, we assume that who can be motzi me in this Birchas HaMitzvah? It has to be someone who is mechuyav b'davar. Kol mi she'eino mechuyav b'davar, eino motzi yisrael v'idei chavasa. So the Chiddush that the Rambam assumes is, what do you mean? The Masada Chiddush also is mechuyav b'davar. Why? He is also obligated in this mitzvah issues. Not this issues, but the issues generally. See, that's the Chiddush. We usually think of mechuyav b'davar means I'm obligated in Kiddush, you're obligated in Kiddush. This Shabbos, we're both obligated in Kiddush. Good, I made Kiddush already. But nonetheless, I was obligated in Kiddush as you were. See, it's a great Kiddush to extend that to Kiddushin. Right, this is not my issues in any shape or form. But since in the most general sense I'm obligated. Right, Yerushalmi writes, for example, is it possible for Ben Krach to Motzi Ben Ir in Kriya Samegillah? No, that's the Tosas Nivamas Daf Yedalet. But they're both obligated in Kriya Samigil in the most general sense. Yeah, but this is not my Kriya Samigilah. I can't be Yosei today. So Yerushalmi calls it Eino Mechuya B'davar. I'm a Ben Yudalit, you're a Ben Tezvav. What do you mean? I'm going to read the Megillah for you. Even though in the most general sense, both are obligated. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. This is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Masada Kedushin is considered to be Mechuya B'davar, and that allows him to Motzi the Chassan and perhaps the Kalam in the Birchas Erisin. And as we'll see, the Rush and the Ram here in Ksuvus assume that's not true. That the Berachas Erisin is not a Berachas HaMitzvah, rather a Berachas Shevach V'Hodah. So one of the issues again that the Ram and the Rush discuss is the Nusach HaBracha. The lengthy Bracha, Shevach Kirishon HaMitzvah Sovet Tzivon Al HaRayos, seems to be a Berachas HaShevach. The Torah Shevach, we mentioned that there's a concept of Erisin. There's a concept of Nisuin. There are Arayos. But if it would be a straight Birchas HaMitzvah, wouldn't we have expected a Bracha Ktsara? Why, according to the Rambam, is it such a lengthy Bracha if this is just simply a Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah of Yishus? So perhaps one of the possible suggestions is the following. Shu Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Rambam Shita. Why is it that it's such an elaborate mitzvah? Why does it mention Erisin, and Nisuin, and Arayos? Why is that necessary? So we had once discussed the following issue. On which mitzvahs do you recite a bracha? That's the Tshuva Sarashva and Simen Yochez. Discusses at length. How come there seem to be many examples of mitzvahs where no bracha is recited? The Rambam, for example, writes a Chiddush, that brachos are only recited on mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. On a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero, there are no brachos. Therefore, for example, tzedakah, there's no bracha. The Rashba writes the mitzvah tzedakah, for example, the ani may not accept your offer. And therefore, how can you recite a birchas hamitzvah and then give the money to the ani if he doesn't take it? You are not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah, and therefore, it turns out it was a bracha shenel tzericha. In other words, the Rambam writes, right, ben adol l'makom l'chaver, the Rashi writes, it's not the adol. It's not under your control to do so. In fact, the Rambam has a similar argument, even granted the Rambam's position, that birchas erisin is a birchas hamitzvah, then how can you recite the birchas hamitzvah over the asiyasan? A normal mitzvah, it's up to me. I'll recite the bracha and I'll do the mitzvah. Here, I'll recite a bracha and then what? I'll offer the kal of the kesev kedushin. She may not accept. So therefore, if it's not something which is under your control, how can a bracha be recited? The Rava Shita is that what happens if you can't make a bracha over the Asiyasan? A Tulas Hager, the Gemara Pesachim Adav Zayin. A ger can make a bracha before tefillah is not yet Jewish. So when it cannot be made over la'asiyasan, then a birchas hamitzvah is made la'achar asiyasan. The rabbi writes, that's true, birchas eirusin. The rabbi writes, in principle, I agree with the Rambam Shita, that it's a birchas hamitzvah. Bottom line, it has to be achar asiyasan. Because over la'asiyasan, it's not under your control. So, give her the kesef of kedushin. She was willing to accept the kesef of kedushin. Ishus. Then you make the bracha. La'achar asiyasan. Just like in any case where a mitzvah cannot be done in a way that the bracha is over la'asiyasa, the bracha is made. La'achar asiyasa. That's the chiddush of the Rav Shita. If you look in the Sefer Rokeach, the Baal Yatosus, the Rokeach writes the following chiddush. In a birchas ha-mitzvah, we recite the Asher Kiddush and the mitzvah of Tzivana. The bracha is supposed to reflect Kedusha, Kedusha as Yisrael. So therefore the Sefer Rokeach writes, that if it's a mitzvah which is uniquely binding on Knesset Yisrael, then you can recite the bracha. If, however, it's a bracha which is shared by Umos HaOlam, you cannot recite a bracha. So that's an issue that the Rishonim raised. The mitzvah of tzedakah, for example. Maybe B'nai Noach are also obligated aspects of tzedakah. Even regarding Avraham Avinu, Ki Yadati, B'mana She'etzem Esponav L'Yisrael, right? Shema Derech Hashem, and the Pashut mentions Mishpat and Tzedakah. So the Sefer Rokeach writes is a further reason not to make a bracha on Tzedakah. Because after all, the mitzvah Tzedakah is not a Sher Kedush and a mitzvah Sovet Tzivanu. They're Chiyuvay Tzedakah, they're Sher by Ben Noach as well. So if it's a mitzvah which is uniquely ours, a mitzvah Tfilin, and after a set of bracha, Achilas Matzah, something which is shared, no Berachas HaMitzvah. One could raise the following issue. That's true that in a mitzvah that applies to Bnei Noach or a chalos that applies to Bnei Noach, no bracha is recited. What about issues? Isn't there a concept of issues regarding Bnei Noach? Certainly there is. When it comes, for example, to Yifas Tohen, the Pasuk says, Eishes Yifas Tohen. Not only are you allowed to marry the Yifas Tohen, you can marry an Yifas Tohen who is an Eishes Ish. Tosus points out, you see that Eishes Yifas Tohen, there's a concept of Eishes Ish and Ishus when it comes to a Ben Noach. So maybe one could raise in the following question. How can we recite Asher Kedush Shemo Mitzvah Tzivanu? The Kadesh Shemo Yisrael. There's a concept of Ishus Ben Noach as well. Unless you'll argue, the obvious answer is the following. It's not a Gzeirah Shavah. There's Ishus of Yisrael, there's Ishus of Ben Noach, but it's a completely different Chalos Ishus. They're not similar at all. How do you know that that's true? That the issues of Yisrael and the issues of Bnei Noach is a different cheftish of issues, a different definition entirely. Well, I'll give you a couple very, very good indications. Number one is the following. The whole concept of Erisin and Yisuin, that's uniquely true to Yisrael. When it comes to Bnei Noach, they have a concept of issues. It also says, Bulas Bal Yesh Lahem. They don't have kesef, they don't have shtar, they don't have chuppah. Like the Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Pag Isha B'Shud. Or another indicator, the Parsha of Arayos. The fact that an Ishus of Yisrael creates a different set of Arayos than Ishus of a Ben Noach, it also is a clear indicator that we're not dealing with the very same definition of issues. So maybe that's the chiddush. Enoch inami the birchas eirusin is a birchas hamitzvah. But in order to serve as a birchas hamitzvah, we have to demonstrate that this mitzvah of issues is uniquely true to Yisrael, not to Bnei Noach. And where do you see that this is true? Through Erisin, through Nisuin, through Arayos. Say Nachinami, maybe that is the exact Nusach HaBracha that Chazal coined for Birchas Erisin. How do you know that this is a mitzvah Ishus of Yisrael? Asher Kirishon mitzvah Sovet Sivanu al Arayos. Asulanas Arusas. Hitulanas Arusas. Hitulanas Arusas. That emphasizes the uniqueness of Yishus Yisrael, which allows, right, for the bracha to serve as a real Birchas HaMitzvah, not just simply like the Birchas Shavuot. Maybe that's one possibility of how, in fact, you can at once assume, like the Rambam Shita, Birchas HaMitzvah, but somehow account for the length, the fact that we recite the bracha in such an elaborate manner. So here clearly again, you see from the Avos that good Kodeh Matan Torah, and nonetheless, right, Avraham Avinu Kim Kol HaTorah Kula Kodem Shenitna, that even perhaps without a full Kedusha, there is a concept of an Einu Metzuvi also. That's a very, very great Chiddush. See, where do we find Einu Metzuvi also? Of course it's clear in the Gemara. But Einu Metzuvi also, we have in the context, for example, of an Ish and Mitzvah Shazman Grama. See, one could argue that's very different. There, a woman has a full Kedushas Yisrael. There's a Ptur. Gzeres HaKasuv. Based on the Parsha of Tefillin. That women are exempt from a certain group of mitzvahs. So if the Kedusha is there, but there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that serves the Ptur, one could argue that, no, there's a concept of Einu Metzuvi also. We discussed in the past, for example, the Chiddush that the Scrub raises in Erechim, the Daf Gimel, the Tulsas. What does Hafein Hoy Bosan Eiz do? For example, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, when it comes to Dalakosos, what is Hafein Hoy Bosan Eiz? Is that step one? Is that step three? Is that a new Mechayiv? Or does that kick back? Maybe one would argue, look, the starting point is women are obligated to all mitzvahs. Normally, there's a Ptur of Zman Grama. So Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz tells us that for certain mitzvahs, the Chachamim never created that Ptur, and therefore, women are obligated like men are obligated. Or perhaps one could argue with Chiddush that's not true. Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz is a new Mechayiv. Step one, women have a Kedusha. Step two, women have an exemption. Step three, despite the exemption of Zman Grama, there's a new Mechayiv of Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz. L'mayin Afkamina, step one, step three. The today's in Tos, Zerich and Av Gimel. Do we necessarily assume that the chiyuv of women in Kriyas HaMegillah and Erech Hanukkah is the same chiyuv as men in Kriyas HaMegillah and Erech Hanukkah? If you assume that Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz is a svara, teaching us that one should not apply the ptur of Zman Grama and you're back to square one, then it's a shir chiyuv. The chiyuv of men and chiyuv of women is alike. If you assume that's not true, it's a new mechayiv, one could suggest that that new mechayiv is not the same as a step one chiyuv. Now that's the halachas gadolos, that despite the fact that women are obligated to kriya samigil, they cannot be motzi men. They're not the same chiyuv. Men are chayiv in kriya samigila. Women are chayiv in afein hoy bosan eiz. And maybe the chiyuv them are different. One could envision a Ner Chanukah. Maybe women are not obligated mahajim and a mahajim. Who says that Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz is mechayiv every aspect of the mitzvah? Like the Bahag writes, Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz is mechayiv shmias hamegillah, not kriyas hamegillah. Afein Hoy Bosan Eiz means women must also participate. But who says that that level is identical to the main chiyuv? See, so when it comes to Einu Metzuvi also, in terms of women in Mitzvah Shazman Grama, one could fully understand. This is a great Kiddush, that even when it comes to Avos where there was no Tzivui, and where one could argue that there the Kedusha was incomplete, Kedusha Yisrael was attained at Mamad HaSinai, the Gemara Krisus Daf Tes, that's Gerus. But still there's a concept of Einu Metzuvi Ose, even if there's some lack of Kedusha. See, one could have argued, you're not a Kohen. So why don't you pretend to be a Kohen? Einu Metzuvi Ose. So walk around and observe Mitzvah Kohanim. So would you say that's Einu Metzuvi Ose? I would probably tell you that, look, if you lack the essence of Kedusha, so it's not a kiyum of Einu Metzuvi Ose, that Yisrael will not be metame himself. If you have the Bechlal, the Kedusha, there's some tour. So you can opt in. Tosus writes a very great finish. The Tosus of Metzia and Ayin Aleph Medan. Tosus writes, a goy shenimna mi lekachas ribis. A goy refrains from charging ribis. Tosus writes, mekabel schar. It's a kium. How does Tosus know that that's true? Tosus writes, unbelievable. Kamo shekimo avosenu asator afa pishon nitamayim. The raya, the avos. Unbelievable, Tosus, no? If the avos from Akam Kol HaTorah Kolam Shenitna, Kolam Shenitna not because they were given a ptur. The mitzvah wasn't given to them. There wasn't Kedusha. And yet there's an Emes of Yosef that also suggests the same thing is true when it comes to Ribbis regarding a guy. Unbelievable Kiddush. One could limit it. One could argue good Ribbis, it's a mitzvah, it's an Yisr, but in the area of Dini Mamonos. So maybe there, right, one can envision an inu mitzvah Yosef for goy. Maybe one could argue, even Tosus would admit, it doesn't apply to ritual, a goy puts on tefillin. Tosus perhaps would not agree. After all, dinim is something that goyim also relate to, one of the shemitzvot they know of. So a good part of the kopis of dinim for Benoach are many halachos, but not ribbis. But one could envision, for example, that ribbis is something that a goy can relate to as well, and perhaps mekabel schar. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Hilchos Malachim, the simple reading of the Rambam, a great chiddush, that there's a concept of inu mitzvios even for a goy. It's a simple reading of the Rambam, a great chiddush. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud, the following: there's certain isurim that a goy has. For example, a goy is not allowed to engage in limud haTorah. But I'm right, that's an exception. That's what the Gemara said, Hen Daf Nun Tes. The Torah Siv on a Moshe, Morasha. It's a Morasha li Yisrael v'lakum. That's an exception. Shabbos, the Rambam writes. That's a Sugya Sen, Hen Daf Nun Ches. A guy cannot be Shomer Shabbos. Yeah, that's an exception. The Pasuk, Yom V'lai Lo Yishbosu. The Rambam has three exceptions. Limud HaTorah, Shabbos, and then the Rambam writes what he calls Chidush Das. A guy can't make up his own religion. The Gemara says that a guy cannot be observant of Shabbos, not even on Shabbos, but even on Sunday. That's the Sugya Sen Daf Nun Ches. A guy cannot observe Shabbos as Shabbos. A guy cannot observe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as Shabbos. What's wrong with that? So the Rambam writes, it's Chidush Das, making up your own religion. So a guy cannot engage in Limud HaTorah, a guy cannot be Shomer Shabbos, and a guy cannot create his own religion. What about Shar Kol Mitzvos? The Ram seems to indicate that there's a concept of Inimus of Yosef. If you look in the Ram of the Pirush Mishnayos and Trumos, in Paragil and Mishnah Test, the Ram is explicit that there's a concept of Inimus of Yosef when it comes to a guy. It's a very, very great Kiddush. We always think of Einu Mitzvios in terms of Kedusha. You can't opt into Kedusha. Right? You can turn down an exemption. Well, let's say like the Vudraham writes. This far is not found in the Gemara. But the Vudraham writes, why is it that women are exempt from Zman Grama? Because an Ish has certain commitments, certain Shibudim, certain responsibilities, to husband, to family, and so on. So how could the Torah obligate her simultaneously? Right? To take care of the home and all of those time-bound obligations, and at the same time, obligator in Zman Grama. That's the Vudram Svara. So you can understand, if that's the Svara, that yeah, one could envision, and if somebody else said, if it can be done, it's a Kima Mitzvah. But when you lack an essential Kedusha, that's a great Kiddush. But the Poshut Shat in the Rambam, and pretty explicit, the Pirush Mishnayis and Shumas Perkimol, the Rambam has this concept of Eina Mitzvah even when it comes to Hadakum as well. If you look in the Gros Moshe, Rav Moshe has in Yeradei Nechelek Beis, Simin Zayin, this discusses this possibility, he writes, it cannot be. Cannot be that there's a concept of any mitzvah also when it comes to a guy. A guy who put on tefillin gets schar. It cannot be. The Moshe writes, for example, the Gemara has in Kedushin, right, the shakel of Itariya now, God of mitzvah yose, Mishena mitzvah yose, or perhaps God of any mitzvah yose, Mishena mitzvah yose. Whose schar is greater? A mitzvah yose and any mitzvah yose, the Gemara in Kedushin of Lamed Aleph. The Maskana said, Gemara is God of mitzvah yose. The Gemara had such a shakel of Itariya. Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef, no. So Moshe writes, imagine, the Gemara is debating God will in a mitzvah Yosef. That means that a guy will get greater schar for all the mitzvahs that he will perform than Yisrael does so. Moshe can't imagine that that should be true. So Moshe interprets those Rambams differently. Maintaining that now, unless there is right that element of Kedusha, there's no concept right, of Enim Asuviyose. A mitzvah is a reflection of a certain given Kedusha. We've often discussed right, the twofold role that a mitzvah has. It's a key mitzvah, of course, but also a Makadish. One who's Bichlal Kedusha, you can talk about Mitzuviyose, Enim Asuviyose. Even the Avos one could suggest, right, that had an element of Tosefes Kedusha. That one can envision Kiyum Kol HaTorah Kulo Kodem Shenitna. But not true of a guy who's excluded, right, entirely from a case of Enim Tzavim Yosef. The Savechik once raised the following issue. What about an Eved Kanani, which is Dino Kisha? You know, the Gemara has the Gzeres Shava, Lo Lam Isha. Chush Lo Nitan La, that an Eved Knani is Dino Kisha when it comes to mitzvahs. Is there a concept of any mitzvah when it comes to Eved Knani? One could argue that even though there's such a Gzera Shava, there's a clear difference between Eved Knani as opposed to Nisha. Nisha has Kedushas Yisrael. An Eved Knani, why is it that some mitzvahs yes, other mitzvahs no? An Eved Knani lacks Kedushas Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Mem that if you see the Eved Knani putting on tefillin, that's an indicator that that's an Eved Meshuchar. I came to town last year, he was an Eved Knani. I return this year, I see he's wearing tefillin. Oh, so that's a good raya that he's an Eved Meshuchar. So how is that an Eved Meshuchar? Any mitzvah also? Women sit in sukkah, women take the lulav and esrei. How is that an indicator that he's never Meshuchar? If you assume, for example, like the Rambam Shita, that's Sugi, Kedushin Af Lamed Aleph. And Enu Mitzvah Miyose does not allow for a bracha. So if I walk into Shul and I see this Eved Kanani is putting on some with a bracha, and that's a clear indicator that he's never Meshuchar. Or Tosus suggests the following. That even though it's true, technically speaking, the Eved Knani could put on tefillin, that wasn't the norm. Right? You'd go to the minyan, you wouldn't see the Avanim Knanim davening there with tefillin. So if I come back the next year, and I see all of a sudden he's part of the minyan, that's a good indicator that he's never Meshuchar. Rastav Eitzik suggested perhaps the following chiddush. If you assume that the concept of Enim Mitzvah Yose applies to women because they have a full Kedushas Yisrael, and their Pturin Zman Grama is just simply the Gzeres HaKosov of Tefillin, not a Hafgah, but simply an exemption. Everyone agrees that there is Schar for Enim Mitzvah Yose. Dita Machlokas, Rabbi Matam, the Rambam, where they can make a bracha. But Schar certainly yes. Make a taste that applies to an Eved. An Eved is exempt from mitzvahs because he lacks Kedusha. So one could argue that no, that there is no kima v'enu mitzvah yose even by an Eved Knani in performance of Zman Grama. Because he lacks Kedushas Yisrael. It's clear in the Rambam that the reason an Eved Knani is exempt from mitzvahs is not simply because he's meshuvah to the Adam, and therefore, how can he fulfill time-bound mitzvahs? The Rambam writes, let's say the other is Meshachar the Eved. He no longer has to work for him at all. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisrei Bia that that Eved Knani is still exempt from mitzvot until he undergoes a second tefillah. Why? Because he has to be mashlim his gerus. He was a guy. He underwent milu tefillah, and now he has the status of Eved Knani. How does he become a full Jew? Through shichrur. The Rambam writes, no. Shichrur, but then tefillah. No? Lacks kedusha. So maybe one could argue again that the whole concept of Inim and Tzviyosin is rooted, right, in Kedushas Yisrael. Not to apply to a guy, not even to apply, right, to a case of an Eved Kanani. But it's very relevant, right, the fact that the Avos from Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. Again, Tosis's Rai is that you see, if Avos, then even a guy, at least in the context of Ribbis, I could argue now, the Avos, again, is Zera Avram, did not have the status of Bnei Noach. They had a Tosefis Kedusha. And the fact that Avram Avinu Kim Kol HaTorah Kol Mishenitna, one cannot necessarily make that jump and assume that Hu HaDinami, the same thing applies when it comes to Aaron. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. And Hashem will continue.